China ramping up nuclear-powered submarine production, U.S. Naval Intelligence. China has dramatically increased domestic submarine production and is undergoing a shift to all-nuclear construction, according to testimony prepared by Rear Admiral Mike Brooks, commander of the Office of Naval Intelligence, for a congressional panel on March 2nd. The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission is hosting hearings on March 2nd about China's growing maritime capabilities, which the commission's chair, Randall Shriver, stated were testing the global order both on the seas and beneath it. China is advancing a growing fleet of increasingly capable submarines, unmanned underwater vehicles, seabed sensors, and sophisticated oceanographic mapping programs, Shriver said. Brooks said in his opening testimony that China currently operates more than 60 submarines, one of the world's largest fleets. Of the 60, six are nuclear-powered attack submarines, at least two are nuclear-powered guided missile submarines, and six are nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarines. Then there are 50-plus diesel-electric vessels. According to his testimony, China made major investments in three shipyards beginning in 2010, allowing production to significantly accelerate. These expansions include the construction of expansive facilities that have tripled construction hull capacity, enabling higher production rates for conventional submarines, while upgraded infrastructure now accommodates the construction of larger diameter, advanced submarines across all three facilities, he said. Brooks said the shift to nuclear was a strategic and significant one, pointing to the development of a low-power nuclear submarine with greater endurance than a conventional submarine, which could be used to increase regional presence and patrols more economically. The ballistic missile submarines could target the United States from within the first island chain, as the Chinese Navy's long-range precision strike capability has been enhanced in recent years, Brooks said. He detailed a few models, including two expected to go into production in the late 2020s and through 2030. These submarines will incorporate substantial advancements in nuclear reactor design, sensor performance, weapons integration, and noise quieting technologies, the statement reads. The Type 096 SSBN equipped with JL for SLBMs will be able to target large portions of the U.S. from protected waters, fundamentally enhancing strategic deterrence credibility. China has also spent more than 20 years investing in unmanned undersea vehicles, and Brooks said Beijing is pursuing large vessels for long-range mine countermeasures. Beijing is also developing autonomous undersea integrated sensors, weapons systems, and vehicles, he said, while building layered undersea surveillance networks. Brooks estimated China's submarine fleet would grow to 70 by 2027, 80 by 2035, with half of them nuclear-powered. The commission also looked at China's efforts to gain economic and strategic advantage undersea in addition to military and dual-use developments. Brooks said that China holds the most seabed exploration contracts with the International Seabed Authority, where it can mine for critical minerals. He said that China already currently dominates the terrestrial critical mining supply chain. Extending this to the seabed would only increase various nations' dependency on China. He added that China is on the ISA Council, makes major financial contributions to the ISA, and regularly hosts ISA events, giving it significant influence over development of international seabed mining regulations and decision-making. Beijing is also making deals with Pacific Island nations to mine in their exclusive economic zones with an approach that circumvents international regulatory frameworks while advancing its Belt and Road Initiative objectives. Chinese companies are simultaneously developing technology to advance undersea mining, including plans to test collection vehicle maneuverability in water depths beyond 4,000 meters, the depth required for commercial mining operations in most target areas, Brooks said. He estimated that by 2040, the Chinese communist regime's naval power may credibly challenge U.S. regional maritime dominance, complicating crisis response, power projection, and allied defense. Brooks recommended the United States maintain its undersea advantages with increased investment, innovation, and strategic focus. Last year, The White House outlined the details of the agreement that the United States and South Korea made at their summits in August and October to collaborate on constructing commercial and naval vessels, including nuclear-powered submarines. Both countries will collaborate further through a shipbuilding working group and increase the number of U.S. commercial ships and combat-ready U.S. military vessels as quickly as possible, including the potential construction of U.S. vessels in the RK, the White House said in a November 13th fact sheet. The United States has given approval for the ROK to build nuclear-powered attack submarines. The United States will work closely with the ROK to advance requirements for this shipbuilding project, including avenues to source fuel. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung said the submarines will help South Korea track Chinese and North Korean submarines and help the United States in the region.